I sort of call them the swamp issues because there's no way out. I really struggled with the fetal tissue one, but I saw some of the videos. They sure were hard to look at. I'd say the irony in all of this is, I wish there was never another abortion, but that's not very realistic. The way we prevent abortions in our society is through contraception. Planned Parenthood was probably the number one provider of contraception. So I support that effort on their part. North Carolina was not involved in the whole fetal tissue. There was none of that going on here. I was just sorry it came up. I think it really came up as a kind of a political litmus test for people.
Well, that was in addition to the 72-hour waiting period that took
Yeah.
effect in October. For the fetal cell tissue, did you vote against that?
I actually voted for it, but I just thought, since we didn't really have it, and I don't know, I just I, it was a very, very hard vote for me to make, and I'm regretful that I did in some ways, because I feel like Planned Parenthood does great things in this state. But I did vote for it, and maybe that'll save me politically in the future. I don't know.
One of the concerns of that was what was that going to do to medical research? We have a number of universities, especially in the Triangle, doing all of this medical research. I was wondering what the impact on them would be from this bill.
I'm in favor of allowing this research to go on, and I don't know what other sources of fetal materials there are. I understand that less and less you need fetal material, that more and more you can use umbilical cords or even adult tissues, and I was listening to a report on my way back from Raleigh about that. So maybe it won't have that much of an effect.